Wake Up Call continues now. Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, the good, the bad, and the dumb for a Tuesday as we continue along the final day of June. What is the good of the day, my friend?
The good of the day is we got to give it up to a hero named Jessica who saved a family drowning.
Jessica saved a family drowning.
Yes.
Okay.
She is, her name is Jessica, Jessica Layton? I want to make sure to get her name right. Jessica Layton, she's 28 years old from Cornwall, which is in England.
All right.
She's being hailed a hero after saving a family from drowning.
Awesome.
While topless.
Awesome.
And you just have to wonder, was the family really drowning? Maybe one of them was in peril, but she saved three members.
Okay.
Three family members who were out. They got caught in a riptide. And she was on this beach just sunbathing like normal topless women do.
In England.
Where, right. You know, we know England for its beaches.
That's right. I guess.
I guess what she did, she was, you know, kind of, she swam out there, was able to grab one of them. That person grabbed another person's hand. That person another grabbed another person's hands. And she was able to pull them in.
Good for her. Yeah. Well done.
I'm just wondering, though, if, you know, would one of them, pull the, was it Smalls or Squints from Sandlot?
Oh, yeah. I'm still not feeling good.
I'm unconscious. I need mouth to mouth.
Yeah, I need mouth to mouth. Right.
And needless to say, I mean, I do say she's 28 and they all come in shapes and sizes when they're 28 years old. She is a very fit woman as
okay,
well.
Okay, gotcha. Okay. So, even better. Even better. Well done.
But there is. Just kind of every once in a while, you just need a topless woman to come save you.
That's right. That's right. But the riptide stuff is scary.
Yeah.
Yeah. Get caught in that. Now, is that the one that pulls you out, like, to the ocean?
Yeah.
And it just pulls you deep out in the ocean?
There's a key to handling riptide currents.
I'm trying to remember, which is the one that pulls you underwater? It doesn't necessarily pull you out, but it pulls you underwater.
Well,
which is the one that pulls you out, like, forget it, we're gone?
A riptide will pull you out. It can also pull you under, but it'll pull you out.
Yeah,
and what a lot of people's mistake is, I'll give you guys a little riptide knowledge real
quick. Yeah, please do. This is important.
Part of the mistake is that when someone does get caught in a riptide, they try to swim through it.
And what are you supposed to do?
You're supposed to just kind of like get on your back a little bit and let it suck you out. Because it's not going to suck you out miles out to the deep ocean.
Oh.
It's going to suck you out to where the wave break is, just where the wave break is, and then you just swim around it and come in like you normally would.
Gotcha. So don't panic.
If you think of it kind of like how it's kind of shaped like a funnel in a way.
Yeah.
So
okay.
It'll start from one area and then it just kind of fans out back to where the waves are. Have
you ever been caught in one?
No, but you can recognize them very easily.
Okay. All right.
That's another tip. Before you guys go into the ocean, always sit on the beach for about 10, 15 minutes and just watch the waves.
I don't get to go to the beach very often, but when I do, that's the one thing that is in the back of my mind is like, don't get caught in a riptide.
Yeah, you just don't panic. Because what a lot of people do is they try to swim through it and then they get exhausted.
Yeah, of course.
And then that's when the drowning happens.
I'm telling you, one time when my family was down in Mississippi for vacation once, down the Gulf Shores, my brother and I, there was like a buoy, and my brother and I are pretty good swimmers, and we both decided we're going to swim out to the buoy and back, right? Because the buoy was far enough that it was challenging, but it didn't look all that daunting because, you know, we both can swim pretty well. My brother went back and forth, no problem. I went, and I was out of shape, and I got to the buoy, but when I turned around, I realized I didn't have enough gas to get back home. And I remember struggling really bad. And I remember thinking, this could be it. Like, I did not have any energy to get back. And that's what I managed. But after that, I said, I ain't doing that. That was a little scary to realize I was far out enough when nobody could get me. And I just had, I mean, even the adrenaline of being scared was, I just could not stay up. I was like, oh God, I was out of breath. I couldn't breathe. And then I finally just sucked it up and made it back. But it's scary. So you're right. When you get in that riptide and there's a little bit of panic and then there's a little bit of exhaustion, that's right. You could go down. Unless, of course, there's a topless woman who's able to bring you back to shore and save you and your family. So well done for her, Jessica. She should be a hero. Did she get knighted by the queen?
No.
No?
No.
She got a medal?
But she is a performer, an actor and a singer.
Oh, maybe she gets a little bit more recognition.
Yeah. I mean, maybe. She also said, fortunately, that she had just put her bikini bottoms on before it happened. So.
Oh, yeah.
She, yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Story keeps getting better and better.
All right. What's the bad of the day?
The bad of the day is that you and I weren't swimming that day.
That's right. Yeah.
Man, we definitely would have pulled a Smalls or a Squints. Still can't remember which one it was.
I'm drowning.
Yeah. No, the actual bad of the day is that an Inter Milan goalkeeper, you know, Inter Milan is
yes.
a famed club in the Italian Serie A. He has never played for the club, but has been sent off twice.
Sent off twice? Is it like sent to the minors?
No. He's
Where's
been
that?
Kicked out of the game twice.
Oh, okay.
So basically, he has been with the club for 6 years. He's their backup goalkeeper. He's been with the club for 6 years and has received two red cards.
Ooh.
Which is two more red cards than minutes he has played for the club.
What does he do? Does he just get out there and start yelling at the officials?
One of the times, the first time he was sent off was after a game. Because you can receive a red card after a game and
right.
receive a next match ban. And he decided that after the game, he was going to let a referee have it. And he did.
Okay.
And then the other time came during a game where he decided to let a referee have it and was sent off during the game.
So is he good enough to warrant them keeping him around,
that's
or is he just that much of a troublemaker?
That's $1 million. I've never heard of him.
Right.
He is pulling in 2,000 or 200,000. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's euros a year.
Yeah, right.
I'm not sure. Sorry, I don't speak Italian money.
Sounds like a lot of money.
Yeah. I mean, right? It's a decent way. I mean, imagine getting paid $200,000 a year. You're a backup catcher who never sees any action.
Right.
Or a backup quarterback. You know, and you just show up to games. You do a little bit. His contract is up this year, though. So it'll be interesting to see if he is continued
that on. Yeah, I'm curious. Because now, I mean, is he just a problem where you're like, I don't care how talented you are. You're not staying here.
I mean, but that's all he's done in 2 years' time. He's 37 years old.
Ugh,
now,
it's a little old.
Tommaso Berni is his name.
All right. Tommaso Berni, you're on the clock.
Yeah. So hopefully
see if you
he
have a job soon.
Plays a little bit.
Yeah, exactly.
But, yeah. I mean, it's kind of just funny. If you had his soccer card, I don't know. I don't think they have them, but if you had his soccer card, that's all it would show on the back.
A couple of red cards and no minutes.
Exactly.
That's great. All right, what's the dumb of the day?
Scientists say that there's a another virus from China that could spark a pandemic.
Come on now. give us a break.
Yeah. I think at this time, China needs to just be canceled. No more China. You cannot go out. This is it's another type of swine flu that could be brewing over there in China. Swine flu, the original swine flu, which I don't remember which one it was called. I don't know if that was H1N1 or SARS, you know, whatever what things were. That one originated in Mexico and wasn't as bad as we all thought because a lot of people did have built-in immunities for it. This is another type of swine flu that is hurting pigs, but it can also hurt humans as well. And we're not even done with coronavirus.
We're not even done with coronavirus. And I don't
China's
have enough
already,
time in my life for another one.
China's already sending out another pandemic.
I don't need Anthony Fauci more in my life.
Yeah.
Right? I don't want to be like, well, we got done with the coronavirus, but now this one is, I got to stay on TV.
Yep, this one.
No,
this one is called G4EAH1N1. It's a variation of the swine flu.
Great.
So thanks, China.
Thank you. Oh God, what's coming out now? I mean, guess this year is going to be. I'm kind of hoping that the fall is going to be so awesome, more awesome than we ever could imagine, and we go, wow.
Yeah.
Well, you know what I mean. Like, we put up with a lot, but we got a back end that was just absolutely fantastic.
I mean, technically, today marks the halfway point of 2020.
That's true. That's true.
You know, so when we start tomorrow, when we wake up tomorrow, we are closer to 2021 than we are to the beginning of 2020.
Hey, Unreal.
So I don't know what that means.
Yeah, right?
I don't know how that helps out people in their daily lives, their daily routine, but that's just what it is. We're itching closer to the end of 2020. I don't even know if any of this stuff ends at the end of 2020. I kind of feel like it's going to just continue.
Yeah, I mean, virus doesn't have a timeline, doesn't have a calendar. Calendar's right in.
Virus isn't sitting there looking like, well, I only got 6 more months to infect people.
And then that's it. It's all going to come to an end, so we might as well get it while we can.
Better remember to reset my watch.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, goodness. All right, that's the good, the bad, and the dumb on Wake Up Calls. We continue along on SB Nation Radio.